My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louis Gohmert. He represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District, is a member of the House Judiciary Committee, and is a former judge in the state of Texas. We want to get his insights on a number of important immigration-related headlines that have come down to us this week, including one today that's very troubling about the types of people the administration is letting back into society while their cases are adjudicated. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure. Always enjoy talking to you.
Thank you, sir. This report that came out today is from USA Today. I'll read right from their story. New records contradict the Obama administration's assurances to Congress and the public that the 2,200 people it freed from immigration jails last year to save money had only minor criminal records. The records obtained by USA Today show immigration officials released some undocumented immigrants who had faced far more serious criminal charges, including people charged with kidnapping, sexual assault, drug trafficking, and homicide. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement spokeswoman said it was only supposed to be discretionary releases of low-level offenders, and they basically say they had no power over the more violent offenders being released. What do you make of all this?
Well, unfortunately, when you have an administration who's been caught in one lie after another, it just destroys the faith that people might have in the government. Now, understandably, the founders didn't have any faith or didn't have much faith in government. They knew we needed one, but they put in all kinds of checks and balances to make sure that it was stayed as honest as could be. And this is what happens when you have a Congress that protects the president, protects him from being questioned about lies, protects him from being brought and made accountable for lost lives and lies about those lost lives. And that's what we've had in Harry Reid. I mean, he, no matter what we've demanded, what we have voted for, what we passed in the House, Harry Reid has stood in defiance and protected the president. Then we have a Supreme Court that has a majority that really doesn't want to deal with the president and when it comes to things that he's been dishonest about. And so we keep having problems. But, we've been reporting for months now, just based on Texas numbers, that the federal immigration numbers were a lie. They were just absolutely a lie. We knew in Texas that there were, you know, tens of thousands more than CIS was admitting, the federal government. And so this really, Greg, it really documents that Texas was right all along, that the American public had been lied to. Convicted criminal immigrants have been, even with final orders to be removed, have stayed in the United States. And this administration has thumbed their noses at the law, at immigration judges that Eric Holder himself appointed, and let criminals stay into America. Now, in Texas, we've had thousands of people murdered and raped by people who were illegally in this country that CIS has refused to remove. It is the first obligation of the federal government to provide for the common defense, and that's against all enemies, foreign and domestic. If everybody in the world loved Americans, we'd be great. If everybody in America loved America, we'd be great. But that's not the case. We owe the American people better, and this administration and this White House has got to stop lying.
Congressman, the explanation, it seems, from the administration is that they were trying to cut costs, whether it was related to budgeting, sequestration. They don't exactly say what cost-cutting measures they were trying to enforce, but essentially their argument is if they had more money, they wouldn't have made these mistakes.
Well, and actually you have to look at what they've requested. They have not wanted a lot of money to spend on deporting people because they don't want to deport them. They've got plenty of money to do their job. We keep giving them more and more money. For example, Greg, under the Bush administration, there was $4 billion, with a B, billion dollars appropriated for part of the defense, part of it virtual. And Janet Napolitano said, you know what, we've decided we don't want to do that. We'll use the money somewhere else. Well, this is the administration's priority. They refuse to follow the law. They refuse to spend money where it's dictated, and they do what they want. And with Harry Reid standing in the way of enforcing the law and Eric Holder providing the president the biggest criminal defense firm in America, you know, he's been able to get away with it. This administration has. It's got to stop.
We're talking with Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. And Congressman, earlier this week, we started to get perhaps a little bit of an idea of what the president and his administration have in mind when they talk about taking executive action on immigration, because they're tired, they say, of waiting for Congress to take action. This is reported first by Breitbart News. A draft solicitation for bids issued by U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services October 6th says potential vendors must be capable of handling a surge scenario of 9 million ID cards in 1 year to support possible future immigration reform initiative requirements. Essentially, the initial order is for 4 million cards of various types for work permits for illegals, and the entire contract would be for about 34 million cards. So just how aggressive do you think they're planning to be here?
Well, obviously, they have plans, just as we learned belatedly last, first of this year, this administration sent out for contracts for people who would be able to transport thousands and thousands of people from the Texas border. And lo and behold, it turned out that's exactly what happened in the months ahead. As the administration said, gee, we didn't really anticipate this. Yes, they did. It was in their initial request. So I think when we see this kind of request, despite the dishonesty of Josh Earnest on behalf of the president, obviously this is what they plan to do. They plan to legalize millions of people that are here illegally. They are going to turn this country inside out. And when you, I just got to say, Greg, when this White House, this administration, this president keeps saying, well, since Congress wouldn't act, we've got to do something. I'm telling you, the most conservative people in the House of Representatives, in the Senate, including me, have said, you secure the border, Mr. President, and we will get you an immigration deal overnight. You secure the border first. So he continues to refuse to do his job and says, not only am I not going to do my job that's legally required, I'm going to start legislating, which is not my job. If he will just secure the border, and they've got the money, we keep giving them more and more money, they squander it different ways, don't use it appropriately, leave the border wide open. If they would spend it and then secure the border, we could get an immigration deal overnight, and he wouldn't have to exceed his executive authority.
Two quick questions before we let you go, sir. Number one, given what we've just learned in these two stories, in addition to what we've seen unfold on the immigration front this year, what are you saying to constituents now with just a couple weeks left before the election, and what would you encourage other Republicans and anyone else who is a border security advocate to be saying to voters right now?
Well, keep bringing up the old adage that's eminently true, that democracy ensures that people are governed no better than they deserve. So if people in the United States want better government, they have got to get Harry Reid out of the way as majority leader. And you do that by going and voting and get Republicans in the Senate. Give us more authority. Get us people that will elect strong leaders in the House and Senate. And then we can use the Constitution to stop the illegality that's going on in the executive branch.
And just to follow up on that, I think you led right into my next question. If the president goes forward with anything similar to what's being suggested here, what will you be in position to do, particularly if you control both the House and Senate?
If he does that, we have got to cut off massive billions and billions of dollars to the White House, to the executive branch. That is the power of the purse. When the executive branch is acting illegally, then you quit providing any money whatsoever to allow them to continue their illegality. And if Harry Reid won't go along, then hopefully we'll have a Democrat removed as majority leader, get a good, effective leader in the Senate as majority leader there, pass the bill, and refuse to provide any money until the president does what's right. We have a CR coming up, a continuing resolution that expires on December 11th. We don't need to provide another dime until the president protects the people of the United States with what he has.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time.
Thanks so much, Greg.
Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District. He is a member of the House Judiciary Committee and is a longtime former judge in the state of Texas. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.